This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year 2025. In a social media post, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their commitment to work together for creating a brighter, more inclusive and sustainable future for India and the world. Vice President Dhankar described 2025 as a momentous juncture in the country's republic journey. He mentioned that this year marks the entry into the final quarter of our constitution centenary. He said that time for us to rededicate towards realizing the vision of constitution makers while advancing towards Viksit Bharat at 2047. Wishing the citizens wonderful health and prosperity in the new year, Prime Minister Modi expressed hope that the year would bring new opportunities, success and endless joy to the lives of everyone. National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG, has approved a project worth 272 crore rupees for Chandoli and Manikpur in Uttar Pradesh. The 59th Executive Committee meeting of the mission, chaired by Director General NMCG Rajiv Kumar Mittal, approved several projects dedicated to the conservation and rejuvenation of the Ganga River. These initiatives are aimed at promoting cleanliness, sustainable development, and preservation of the environmental and cultural significance of the river. Taking a significant step toward river conservation in Buxar, Bihar, the committee has also approved an ambitious project at a cost of 257 crore rupees. Under this initiative, a state-of-the-art sewage treatment plant with a capacity of 50 million litre per day and supporting structures will be constructed. The total annual groundwater recharge in the country has increased by 15 billion cubic metres substantially, and the extraction has declined by 3 billion cubic metre in 2024. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil released the Dynamic Groundwater Resource Assessment Report for the year 2024 yesterday. According to report, the total annual groundwater recharge has been assessed as over 446 billion cubic meter. The annual groundwater extraction for all users is over 245 billion cubic meter. The assessment was carried out jointly by the Central Groundwater Board and states and union territories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has remarked that the country is a powerhouse of talent, filled with innumerable inspiring life journeys, showcasing innovation and courage. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi cited an example of the Green Army and hailed their pioneering work as inspiration. The Green Army is a group of determined women in Devra in Varanasi who raise awareness against drugs and gambling, celebrates the birth of every girl child like a festival, and fights against Dowry. The Manipur government will provide collateral fee-free loans up to 50,000 rupees to the ethnic violence displaced people under the Chief Minister's Entrepreneurship Support Scheme, CMESS. The announcement was made by Chief Minister N. Biren Singh in Imphal yesterday. The Chief Minister said that the government has already provided loans under the scheme to around 426 displaced people to support their entrepreneurial activities. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to scattered rainfall and snowfall over western Himalayan region during the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, cold day to severe cold day conditions are expected in isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh today. In football, West Bengal clinched their 33rd National Football Championship for the Santosh Trophy, defeating Kerala 1-0 in the final at Gachibowli Stadium in Hyderabad yesterday. Robbie Hansda, the tournament's top scorer with 12 goals, was awarded both the Player of the Match and Player of the Tournament honours. In the Hockey India League, Shrachi Ra Bengal Tigers will clash with Team Gonasika at Rourkela, Odisha today. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa has signed a new law ending the death penalty in the country. The move follows a recent vote in Parliament to scrap capital punishment. And that is the end of this news bulletin.